Okay, we're holding on Daf Chaf Gimel, top of the page. And Svi is here as well. Baruch Hashem. Shalom Aleichem Svi. Goder Sheyesh Be'az Eser Tvachim. Okay, so we're talking about what's considered a Machzov. We're on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph at the top of the page, yeah? 23. I know, I read the first brackets. Goder Sheyesh Be'az Eser Tvachim.
Hebrew
side. The English size also has it. Geter, Sheish, Be'eser, Avonim. You don't have that in your English?
No.
No.
Really? I guess I have an earlier print.
Maybe you have a wrong page.
I think we're not getting off on a good start here.
Actually, in your absence, we went ahead and we switched the surface.
Oh. Come on, Tinon. Okay, we'll send the Mishnah. Haziz, maybe a Satoma B'chol Shehu. So this is talking about normally, you know, when you have tuma underneath a board, the board has to be a tefach. But if you have a board that's part of another structure, and it's tuffel to the structure, then it has a chashivas to be maybe the tuma, even if it's not a tefach. So that's what this rule over here that we're talking about over here. So haziz, if you have a ledge over a doorway. And it says here the bottom was shaped, whatever. It has some sort of a design on it. So that's maybe the tuma, even though it's not a tefach wide, it's still maybe the tuma anyway, because, what's it say over here? It says in the bottom, it says over here, this type of ledge is made to beautify the entranceway, so that people should look up, see the side of it that was shaped. It is thus considered an extension of the entranceway and of the roof of the house, and therefore, it'll convey tuma even though it's not a tefach wide. The next halacha is hagizra v'hagublis b'poseach tefach. Now these have a use which is something other than to be a beautification. It actually serves a function. So the top was shaped and the gublis, it slopes on both sides, not in center. However, I don't know exactly the details. Whatever it is, the idea here is that it's not there to function as a design. It has a function. That function is, for instance, to put things on top of it.
A flower pot,
for instance, and it's not a function of the building, per se, and therefore the extension, you are climbed, didn't you? Even better. So those require the tefach to be maybe the tuma, okay? It's not meant to serve the entranceway. It's, right, that's basically what it says. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to give a Zeh shehu mekabel nidvach mechaveroi. So let's suppose a person becomes a kablan. A kablan is a person who just accepts a contract to do a job. So you're makabel to build a nidvach. From your friend, this is very good for you, Sam. You'll understand here. If you contract to make a row of building stones without saying the height, so tzorach lasis la'abrat tfachim, you have to make them 4 tfachim high. Kedei makam. This is the standard measurement of space. He gives examples in the bottom of, let's say, Dalaramas on Shabbos is considered, you know, a person's makam, or for invalidating schach. If it's chach posel, it's posel, it was four tfachim, whatever. There are various other halachas that four tfachim take on an importance, and therefore, if you were contracted to make a row of building stones, you have to make it 4 tfachim high. So this was something that he just said this, that wasn't necessarily in the context of our Gemara. He was making a statement. Now the Gemara says, wait a second, Amr B'yaisi, Masisa Amr Kain, we have a Mishnah that says the same thing. Ma'amel Amru, this is a Braisa which was quoted, or maybe it's an extension of the Mishnah that we just quoted. I didn't look it up to see the language.
But let's just... Are these Shiburim, like we say, that Allah Moshe Mishnah as well?
We're used, the Dal Tfachim of the apostles by Schach, that's Halachim Moshe Mishnah. I mean, maybe all shurim are halacha moshe Sinai. It could be. I mean,
that's what Gemara says. I'm just wondering, in this context, when it comes to tumah and tara, is it the same thing? You know, with the shnei masar tzvachim, things that are not in the norm. That's all.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Amar b'yaisi masniso amar kain. There's a mission that also explains that this previous halacha we said about the ziz. So it says, "Ma'al Amru has this. Maybe as a tuma b'koshehu. When do we say that maybe the tuma, even if it's not a tefach wide, that's b'ziz shu goyim na pesach shloisha nidbachim? It has to be that it's three rows. So I should say it's not higher than three rows of building stones. Shehin shneim as a tefach, which adds up to 12 tefachim total. In other words, if it goes higher than 12 tefachim, then it's not going to be maybe the tumah b'koshehu, because once it's above 12 tefachim, then already people, it'll be a strain for me to put my head to look up to see. So then it's obviously not there as a beautification of the structure. So the only time we'll say it's a beautification of the structure and therefore we maybe the tumah b'koshehu is only if it's 12 tefachim or less. So lamat tninon nidbachim. So why does it say three nidbachim, higher than three rows of building stones? Why didn't it just say 12 tefachim? Why did it give us this three nidbachim? The answer must be that a nidbach, the minimal share of a nidbach is four tefachim. So it tells us agav orche that halacha. So if you were makabel to build, to deliver a nidbach, the standard is going to be four tefachim. He's telling Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi rather, is saying that we have this as a mefurash halacha in a mishnah. Lamidas Hadin is telling us this monetary law. That's why it specifies this language. Okay. So everything is working out here. Rabbi Chiya bar Sha'al Elain Shuraya Kiinan Shuraya. Are the measurements of the stone fence, are they consistent with the measurements of the mishnah Olos? So the Amora responds, Rav Chizkiya bar Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rav Yossi ben Chanina said, yes, Ilein Shuraya, Kinan Shuraya, they are the same. So now, it's not really that clear exactly. What do you mean they're the same? In what sense are they the same? So let's take a look over here what this means. The Gemara is going to try to kind of examine this. So the Gemara says, it really doesn't sound like it's consistent. It really sounds like it's inconsistent. Because Hocha at Amar Shir Gadar Asar Tvachim Pachas Mikan, Machsef. It says over here that the shear of the fence was, it should be 10 tefachim tall. If it's less than 10 tefachim tall, then it has the halacha of a quarry, right? So we'll get back to what that meant. We'll cause that again in a second. Just v'cha, but here, at omer hachain, here you're saying that a row of stones is 4 tefachim. So the Gemara is just going to ask now a practical question. How many rows of stones were used when they built this fence? Manan Kayam, what are we talking about? If there were two rows of stones, so then it's four and four is eight. So this thing, Shmona Tefachim, it should be an eight tefach tall fence. And Im Kishoy Yushloshe, if the fence requirement is three, if the fence is built with three rows of four tefachim stones.
So it should. Heights, not
talking about how many rows of stones were used when they built the fence. So if it's two rows of stones, it would have been eight tefachim. If it was three rows of stones, it would have been 12 tefachim. But it certainly would not have been 10 tefachim. So why does it say 10 tefachim?
Because it's always a factor
of the four. Lechora, it's not Elain Shuraya to Elain Shuraya. You're telling me they're the same shear. It doesn't seem to be that way. That's the Gemara's point. So the Gemara answers. On Rabbi Yossi, say chatzi tefach lesitos mikan, chatzi tefach lesitos mikan. And what you do is there's got to be some chiseling going on here. As everybody knows, when you have two stones that you want to put together in a building, if it's rough, you're going to go ahead and you're going to smooth it out with some kind of a chiseling method. And when you chisel, you end up chiseling off, the Gemara is assuming you chisel off half a tefach. So if I've got three rows of stones, Where is the point of the stones that have to be smooth? It's going to be between stone one and stone two, so that they match up evenly and they're smooth. So that means I have to smooth off the top of stone one and the bottom of stone two. Then I have to smooth off the top of stone two and the bottom of stone three.
Four halves.
So that's four halves, which is equal to two tefachim. Hence, I get my, instead of my 12 tefachim, I figured out, the Gemara is very clever, that's how I've converted 12 tefachim nidvachs, 3, 4 tefachim nidvachs into 10 tefachim. So when is 3 times 4 equal 10? When you're talking about a fence. Very good. So that's what the Gemara says. But one more time, that one last thing, then the part that's facing the bottom, that's on the ground level, that we don't care about because that's just ground. Whatever, you know, whatever rough part is there will just sink into the ground and it'll rest that way. And of course on the top, again, we don't care because that's the roof. That's where the birds will hang out. So who cares whether it's smooth or not smooth, right? So that's how we end up with exactly 10 foot. Okay? Amar B.I.C. Now there's a problem here. We'll say it in a second. Amar B.I.C. Tzei chatzi tefach lesitas mekan chatzi tefach lesitas mekan. B'chein l'chavre, and so on for each stone. Nimtzu shloshin tefachim shalasar tefachim. That's what we just said. Now in footnote 10, they raise a really basic function. But remember what we said. When we were to said the halacha by the ziz, by the ziz, remember that it's beferish over there, 12 tefachim. Remember? In other words, we're talking about all the halachas the same. So we're trying to say they are the same, right? That really a nidbach is 4 tefachim, but the reason why the fence is 10 tefachim is because we chiseled it off. But lamaisa, it says it's 12 tefachim.
So
what's going on over here?
How do they get the stones? Don't they have to put the whatever they put between stones to make them sit?
Oh, hold on a second. That's the answer. You're jumping to the answer. You saw it.
I'm just wondering about the posts.
That's the answer. That's the answer to the question. So take a look at footnote 10, the bottom of 23A1 at the very bottom. So it says, one might wonder, I mean, I don't know, if, you know, my print might not be exactly like yours, I don't know. One might wonder, if the rows were less than 4 tefachim after they were chiseled, and they had to be chiseled in order for the stones to sit on top of each other, how could the Mishnah state that the 3 rows of stones in the building measure 12 tefachim? So he says that the answer is, mortar would be placed between the stones. So in these structures, whatever amount of stones chiseled away would be made up for by the addition of mortar. So that's true when you're making a structure. But when you're constructing a stone fence, then they wouldn't necessarily need so much mortar.
It's called dry stack.
Dry stack. See, these are not dry stack. That's a good thing because then whenever the kids would bang into the wall, the whole thing would fall down. The base mattress was made with dry stack. Okay, very good. So that's good. Are we good now? Okay, now we're up to 20. Anybody have any questions? What's that?
You didn't say the last two lines.
Did I not say something?
It's on the next stop. Sorry.
No.
You don't have that?
Where are you?
Okay, sorry, it's the next command.
Now we're on 23B, correct? Pachas Mikan. Okay. So we said what? Let's go over those halachas one more time, okay? Because I'm not sure if I have it right myself. So on 22B, the Mishnah said, if you have a getter, right, then it's a sarat fachim. It's one more time. The getter. I should start with the first one. A getter that has 10 stones, which require 2 people to carry it. Masui shnayim shnayim. That's 2 people, right?
Yes.
So that harayu l'notlu. So what did that mean? That meant The way I think they explained it was that the fact that it was made with such large stones means that the structure is significant structure, which would normally be, you would never take apart a significant structure in order to do work on the ground. You're not going to knock down a building so you can plant some grass. Doesn't make any sense. It's too much work. It's the structure's worth too much, you know, it's just not the way things are done. So if you have 10 stones which can be carried by two people, you can clear it away because no one's ever going to think, there's no Maris Ayin here, that you're clearing away these stones to prepare the ground for Harisha. That's the idea behind the law, yeah? But if there are less than that number, if there are less than 10 stones, then what's the rule? What does it say?
It's a quarry. And people take
then it's
the
a quarry. And what's the rule by the quarry?
People take from a quarry.
Machatzev. What's the word?
It's funny, it's different than he's explaining what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Machatzev and Gamalai Pachas Menar Stefa. The Gemara says, Pachas Mekan Inuay Gedalai Machatzev. He's explaining that.
It's right. In other words, if you're saying it's a fence, then you can clear away all the whole fence. You can clear away the whole fence all the way down to the ground, right? But if, even the smaller stones, once it has 10 stone, 10 of those stones, you're good. No more marasayin. If it has less than that, then it's machtseif, meaning you can only clear it away up to a point. You have to leave over a tefach above the ground, in order that people will see you're not clearing it to work the ground.
But the Gemara clarifies this in Amud Beis, as you'll see momentarily. Because we can, you know, like God did with Maxwell.
Right. So it says it's actually right. We'll read that now. So now one thing that's interesting though, that it's to take note of here is that it's this is a point in the Mefarshim. When you're reading the Mishnah never said by the quarry, right? We start off with the halacha of the quarry in the Mishnah, and it says you're not allowed to, it's interesting when Menachem explained it yesterday. He was very careful the way he explained it. I should know, I listened to two people explain this Mishnah, and they did not explain it the way he explained it. And I think he explained it correctly, and I think that the two people online did not explain it correctly. But maybe I'm wrong, because two people, it's very unusual that two people were Talmidei Chacham making the same mistake. But let me just review what Menachem said yesterday. Menachem said yesterday that when it says the rule of that there has to be Shalosh Murbius, you have to, we'll just call it the 27 stones. 27 stone rule, right? So there was the 27 stone rule by the Machsev. He has to have 27 stones. What Menachem said yesterday was that if you had a rock that was already exposed, which had the shear of 27 stones, you can then continue to further expose more of the stone. That's what he said. The way the people online explained it, they said they had to have had 27 stones already quarried from the stone in order to be able to continue to use this as a quarry. That's what they said. I don't think they're right. I think Menachem's correct. It's Ache Yehebo. It has to have this shear. I'm not sure. I didn't look into it yet. But anyway, the second point I want to make here, though, also is it doesn't say that if it doesn't have the 27 stones, that you're only allowed to go down until a tefach within the ground. That's just something which we infer from the halacha of the fence. The fence, it says, that if you have a fence which has 10 of the big stones, you can clear away the whole fence. Pachas Mikan, if it has less than the 10 stones, Machsev, it has a look like the Machsev. and you have to leave over a tefach above the ground. Why did the Mishnah do that? It decided to tell us about the halacha of the tefach indirectly from the case of the fence, instead of telling me this halacha in the case of the machzev. It should have said a machzev has to have a tefach above the ground left there. Right? That's a question. So let's take a look. So let's see the Gemara over here. Pachas Mikanef, it's less than these standards of ground 23b now. Pachas Mikanef, it's less than these 10 stones. Ain't a low getter of a low machzev. It's actually not a wall, nor is it a quarry. Just going to read the English because I'm a little tired here. The Mishnah does not mean it has the law of a quarry generally. Rather, it means it has the law of a quarry only in that its bottom tefach may not be removed. In all other respects, it's not like a quarry. Thus, one may remove from this substandard fence the stones that are higher than the one tefach, even if it does not have enough rock to produce the 27 stones. So how does this work then? Again, let's try to get this straight. I want to get this clear because I'm not clear on it myself. So, a quarry, even if it has 27 stones, you still have to have a tefach there.
So what's enough?
Is that correct?
Less than 27, he says he still can.
But the nafkamina is that the quarry has to have the 27 stones in order for you to take the stones.
Right.
If you don't have the 27 stones, you can't take any stones.
But you can knock, you still can take them down and leave along with
them. No, I don't. Now, that's the part I'm not clear about. See, by the fence, it says that even if you don't have the 27 stones, you can still take the stones down till the tefach.
Not by fence.
The fence, it says, Pachas Mikan, Machsev, Begunamoyad Tefach. Right?
Here.
That means what he's saying here in the English is, even if there is not 27 stones, you can still take all the stones away from the fence as long as you leave that tefach.
How is that different than having 27 stones?
I thought we said before that by a fence, you can take it down to the ground.
Only if you have the 10. If you have the 10...
You mean the height?
No. The 10 stones that have to be carried by two people. If you have 10 stones that can be carried by 10 people, then you got to think of it like this. If it's such a hush of a structure that it has so many large stones, then no one in his right mind would clear away such a structure to work the ground. That's just the way I would look at you, and I would know, of course you're not doing that. You're clearing away that stone for building it, for using it for building someplace else, not to be made of the ground, right?
Like a casa now.
Yeah.
I don't stand enough between these two. Same thing. It's less than 27 or 27. You still can take it down to the tefach.
Hold on a second.
What was that referring to? A fence?
So I just want to...
Also, by fence, do we take in consideration, because it's... Is it falling down? Are we worried that it might fall?
No. That has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Just one second.
Well, enough for me to see is that you can take away the stones. If it's more than 27, you can't take away the stones if it's less. But either way, you can move those stones down to a tefach.
It says in footnote 3 on the Mishnah that if you don't have... In the second paragraph, footnote 3, the Mishnah is in effect teaching us that it's forbidden to cut and remove stones from the quarry when the criteria delineated below are not met.
Okay.
It's forbidden even to dig away the earth because people might suspect them of intending to remove the rock to cultivate the land.
Okay.
That, certainly, if he actually removed stones from the quarry, people would suspect him of committing this violation. So removing stones is forbidden.
Okay. You can't remove them to do something with them, but you can take them away and get down as low as a tefach. Doesn't sound like much of a difference.
What would be the advantage of removing them?
I don't know.
Good question. It says, if enough rock, number 4 also, if enough rock was exposed that we have 27 of them, then it's identifiable as a rock quarry, and therefore you can remove stones. But if you don't have the 27 stones, you can't remove anything.
What does it mean?
That's talking about the defense. It doesn't say Gomamo.
So you're going to refer to a Pachas Mikan. That's talking about defense.
It's talking about defense.
Here.
That's my point here. That's what the Gemara is trying to say here. Let's
Gemara is explaining the case of defense.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to get clear here. That's why I want to get this clear. Exactly. What's the difference? If you have a, let's start again. Quarry, 27 stones. You want to take anything, got to have 27 stones. You don't have 27 stones, can't take anything. Fence.
And if you have 27, you can take all 27.
Yeah, no. Hold on 1 second. Hold one second. If you have to, okay, let's follow it through. Okay, the quarry, 27 stones, you can take the stones, but we're going to infer from the next halacha that it's only up until the tefach below the ground. Above the ground, but in the Mishnah it doesn't say anything about it. That's why I didn't want to go there yet. 27 stones you can take stones from it. If you don't have 27 stones, you can't take stones from it. Period. The wall, if it's ten stones, you can take all the stones off the fence completely, all the way down to the ground, even the smaller stones. Whole fence can be cleared. Because since it had the large stones, we know you're using it for building. If you have less than the 10, then you can take the stones.
If you have a fence, then...
If you have a fence less than the 10 stones, you can take the stones away, but you got to leave a tefach.
So the question is, why do you really call it a matzif?
So So it says, in a logeder, for lo matzif. So that's what we're trying to explain. So... if there's a halacha by maksev, then you have to have a tefach above the ground. So there is a way in which it's like a maksev. The fence is like the maksev in that regard, that they both need that tefach of stone near the ground. But it's not like a maksev. In what sense? The maksev, if you didn't have the 27 stones, you wouldn't be allowed to take anything. By the fence, that's not the case. Less than the 10 stones, you can take away the stones from the fence as long as you leave that tefach. Okay, that's as far as we're going to go from here. Okay, so that's what it says at the top. Thus, one may remove from the substandard fence the stones that are higher than one tefach. I'm on 23b1. Even if the fence does not have enough rock to produce the three rows. Okay, so that was a little complicated. Tony, I'm a Yehuda, the Medvar Mamurim. When is this true? Meaning... When do you say that you cannot take the bottom tefach from a substandard fence? That's bisman shenis kaven l'tikun sadeo. That means that you had kavona to be masaking the field, and it didn't, when you were clearing the stones from the fence, in addition to using, this is the added kavona. You had two kavanas. You were going to use the stones for building, and you're going to use the stones for clearing. So that's where we say that you have to have a only up to the tefach. But if all you had kavana was exclusively for building and nothing else, then afilu yosemi kan mutar.
The whole Marasayan goes out the window.
Then the Marasayan goes out the window based on your kavana, which is really a wild halacha. The other thing I found funny about this was with Yehuda normally, by Davar Shem is Kavan, there's Machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon, right? Davar Shem, right? By Davar Shem is Kavan, Reb Yehuda holds it's Osir, right?
By Davar Shem. The original verse is better.
Right, you like the original verse, yeah.
The original verse, Rizman Shalai is Kavan, as he can say, that's the Medvaram. If not is Kavan, as he can say, fine, then you can keep it underground. I will Kavan, as he can say, if you ask me, can mutter, because it's a problem anyway. May as well, you don't have to make an Isser for that.
What would Yosem Mikan Mutter mean then?
It doesn't matter anymore, because you have the Issers anyway there. You can't plant the field. So take as many stones as you want. It's not, his point would be is it's not enough Gemina. If he's mischaving to do to plant the field, do whatever you want. He's already over the fact that he was mischaving to plant the field. It doesn't matter how many stones you take.
Except, where
No, if you take two stones from the top, it's not going to help you. That's your kavanah. Okay.
Maybe that's what he means. Otherwise,
okay. Okay. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Next page, 23b2. I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. He has a different opinion than Rabbi Yehuda. Medvar Mamorim Bisman Shaloynis Kavanah Sikkun Sadeil. That when do we say that leaving over a tafach is enough? That's if you had no kavanah whatsoever. But if it's this kavanah sequence of Deu, if he has kavanah for that, afil paksim kanoser, then even less it's forbidden to take. In other words, you can't take any stones from the quarry and the substandard defense, right? You have to leave it alone. And then Amar Bibi,
hurry,
because there's going to be this confusion. He says in the bottom that there's going to be confusion of Marasayan. Yeah. He in footnote 6 he writes, concern that people might confuse his secondary intent with a primary one. All right. Amar Bibi, Hari Rab Yosab Kedoin Tanya Lakula. So he was materet like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So like the Mishnah Vayta. Now there's a lot of textual variance here, but we don't have time for it. Avodim Shazizasan Hamach Risha. If you have what stones that were dislodged by a plow. Now, in footnote 8, it says that the Gemara explains the Mishnah is referring to stones that have not actually been dislodged, but they could have been dislodged. Okay? Or they became exposed on their own.
They don't have that much depth.
Right. Some water came and made and eroded the ground, whatever. If there are two stones which require two people to carry, then all the stones can be taken. Okay.
Same
idea here, yeah? Large stones dispel any suspicion people might have that the person is clearing his field from planting. So this is more lenient than those set forth regarding the quarry and the stone fence. The reason for this is as follows. Since a quarry is firmly stuck in the ground, it's presumed the intent of the landowner is to leave it there. So when you remove it during Shvias, then you may have changed your mind. But that will create a strong suspicion he's doing it to clear the area for planting. Unless you have that strict rule of the Mishnah of having 27 stones. But in our Mishnah, the rocks are not firmly entrenched, so then even before Shvias, the landowner may have meant to remove them, and not necessarily for suspicion. So, in other words, it's just a question of which is a stronger suspicion, basically. That's the question. So the next thing it says, Masakla Sadeo, it's someone who's stoning his field, you take the top stones, you leave the bottom stones touching the ground. Same thing is true of the pile of pebbles or stones. You leave the ones touching the ground. If there was a bottom layer of stone or of straw, then hareli notlu, you can take them, no problem. Because then we know you're not doing it for planting. The Gemara says, loisoif dover sheshazazon hamachrisha, elafilu machrisha asid lazazon, that's what we just said in footnote 8. We said that the pshat is that not it actually dislodged them, but it was a future, it was loosely, it was not firmly entrenched. It could be removed. Amr b'yoysi masni so amr kein, miyesh v'cholachas v'yachas shalmasi shnayim shnayim, Hareli notlu, that what? It says that if it was a two-man burden, then they may be taken. So larger stones are treated more leniently than smaller stones. So if we would presume the stones to be actually dislodged in order for this heter, then we'd be treating smaller stones more leniently, for a plow is much more likely to dislodge the smaller stones than the larger stones.
Doing it for planting, they're doing it because they want
to value
the stone.
Right. No? Right. That's right. But the point here, the Mars just trying to make point out here, is that the larger stone is normally going to be more lenient than the smaller stone. But if the smaller stone here is already dislodged, then we'd be giving more of a kula to the smaller stone than the larger stone. That's the point here. Okay. And then The Gemara ends up finishing up before Allah above, and it just takes 2 seconds. Reb Yaakov Arbon B'Shem Reb Shem Ben Lakish, so some meres. So for here we see that a person has a function for a stone. So also Lakish Soros Mitok Stei Chavero, this is going to teach us that you can't collect pebbles from your friend's field without his permission. Dima Nachish, because the owner of the field would weed his field, then Yoav Ispe Alein, you put the grass on the pebbles. So pebbles have a function, and whenever something has a function, then you can't assume that it's hefker. That's true in a valley of a Baharbutrush, Mutter, if it would be rocky terrain, it's permitted to collect the pebbles from somebody else's field. The Tivu Chashavlein, he'll consider it a favor that you did him, that you cleared his field from him for small stones. Okay. Ran over.